think God is going to drastically determine the way you live your life. So you need to define that for yourself. And I don't mean for yourself as in making up your own truth or making up your own God. Define that as how the Bible reveals it to us. If you don't know, like if you don't really know how to answer that or don't have a real good deep theological answer for that, well, then you need to learn. Because it's not okay and it's irresponsible for us to walk around and call ourselves Christians and be completely ignorant to who our Savior is. I've heard many preachers and pastors give the example of, you know, if you truly love somebody, and it's a great example because it helps us think of it in a minute way, but still nonetheless a relational way, like our relationship with God. But if you truly love somebody, or even if you meet somebody and you want to get to know them, well, why do you want to get to know them? Because that's how you begin to love somebody. And then once you love them, you want to learn more about them. You want to get to know them even more, right? You don't sit down with somebody on their first date and they start telling you about them and you just like shush them and say, no. I don't want to be bogged down by all these details about you. I just want to love you. Let's just love one another. It doesn't work, and it's hilarious to think about. So the God of the universe who created all things and created you in his image is calling us and commanding us to know him and to love him and to fear him. And so you need to know who God is. You need to know the person of Jesus Christ and keep learning every single day more about him. You need to know the Holy Spirit that's residing inside of you if you truly are a son of God. Because knowing these things is not only going to help you be in awe, you don't know enough about him or understand enough of Jesus and what that sacrifice on the cross really was and what it really means to have the Holy Spirit in us, well, then the awe is kind of, even your awe is weak. So educate. Okay, this isn't just a blatant, you know, emotional, experiential religion. This is a relationship with the Creator of all things for all eternity that we will be with for all eternity. So let's rise to the occasion that we are called to. This isn't something that I'm having a tangent about right now. This is a biblical call to know God and mature in the faith as to bring others to the faith. If you are a Christian, then without excuse, it is your job to share the gospel, to show people Christ in this world, the people you work with, your family, whomever it be. You need to be so on fire, and that comes with educating yourself through his word about who he is, because then you can't even help it. When you start to catch those glimpses of God's glory through his word, because his word has power, then you can't help but just radiate glimpses of the glory of God. Glimpses of who Christ was, and people are going to be asking you now. You don't even have to worry about stepping out and cold call evangelizing. And that's why one of my encouragements yesterday was to start one of these little text ministries yourself to a different group of people, because it's going to help you. It's going to force you to grow, because you can't share nothing. You know, you're going to have to be learning yourself and growing yourself to actually have info to share to people. Start serving at your church in some capacity to grow little ones, you know, people just underneath you. And I know I said this yesterday, but it's a repeating theme that you're going to hear from me a lot, because it's in the Bible a lot. So I love you guys, and let's spread this gospel that needs to be spread, but you need to be continually sanctified. And that doesn't mean we need to wait for a year. I need to get mature first. There's people less mature than you, so you start with them. You're never going to have arrived at knowledge of God. It's inexhaustible. Even as we get to heaven and we're staring him face to face, we're still not going to know everything about him, because he's God. And as personal as he is, he's also infinite and beyond glory than that we'll ever know. So we're constantly striving, constantly learning, and constantly sharing. Love you guys.